Grand Parade Investments came out with their interim results for the 6 months ended December 2018. The company reported group headline earnings up to 16 million rand compared to 13.7 million rand in the year prior. Revenues were up 28%, but the company has reported a tough operating environment, particularly in its restaurant businesses. Well, to take us through the company's results, I'm joined on the line by Simon Brown. He's from Just One Lab. Simon, before we proceed, did I get that fact right about their headline earnings being up to 16 million? Because I've just read a different figure, so I'm a bit confused. Please correct me if I'm wrong.
No, Nomfu, you are correct. Total headline earnings came in at just over 16 million, up from 13.7 million in the corresponding period.
Super duper. So Grand Parade Investments warned the market that their Baskin Robbins and Dunkin' Donuts businesses would be shut down because they were simply not profitable and they couldn't find buyers for them. And now they've referred to them as discontinued operations. But what was their contribution to the numbers in the period under review?
Frankly, quite very poor. So Dunkin' Donuts lost 13-odd million. Baskin Robbins lost just over 6 million. So collectively, they come in at almost 19.5 million loss at a headline level. And as I just mentioned a moment ago, the company only made 16 million. So the losses have been absolutely significant from those two. And collectively, I mean, they are the two biggest losing sections within the broader group.
So Burger King's revenue was up a whopping, pardon the pun, 35% to 445 million rand. But despite this, the company made substantial headline losses on this particular business. What happened?
Yeah, and what we're seeing there as well is, and in fact, their headline losses are worsened sort of from 5.7 to 9.5 million for the period. They're finding a couple of issues. They've got some badly located stores which are hurting, and these are owned by the company. These are not franchised out. So if a store's in a poor position, it's not that you earn less on the fee. You're actually taking the hit for it. So they've got some badly positioned stores as well, some bad leases that they've signed, and of course, a tough economic period. I mean, we can give them a pass on that one. This is to the 6 months ending December, and it certainly was a very, very tough period. But they're struggling. You know, burgers and friends of mine who are sort of burger connoisseurs, so to speak, they will tell you a Burger King is a great burger, but it is almost become in many senses a commodity. It's very much about convenience. It's very much about price. And they've just been struggling. And part of their struggle is management expertise. They were a gaming business before this. Part of it is critical mass. You look at famous brands who have got over 2,000 outlets across their brands in the country. They make tomato sauce. They can ship it to 2,000. They can really get their prices down via central kitchens and the like. And they just simply don't have scale here. 84 Burger Kings is just not enough scale at that point.
Yeah. So GPI, they have a stake in the Spur restaurants. How did they do there? And any indications that they'd try and expand their shareholding there?
So after finance costs, they came out slightly ahead because obviously they're receiving dividends from Spur. The dividends were down, but they came out to literally 177,000 rand, not a lot there. But they've got some cross relations in that part. Their Grand Food meat plant, which had swung from a loss and moved into a profit, that supplies into Spur. The question is whether they're happy. Are they going to look to increase or perhaps even decrease it? There certainly has been talk that perhaps they would look to decrease because it's holding up capital and you know, rolling up. They want to push in 15 new Burger Kings a year over the next 3 years, 45 in total. They'll close a lot, but that's a lot of new stores that they want to push out. That's a lot of capital they need to put into those stores, training, etc., etc. And I can't help wondering that whilst Spur works and looks like a good idea on paper, that perhaps they wouldn't rather have that cash to use rather than just a modest net 177,000. That said, their debt levels aren't horrendous, but certainly they need a lot of cash.
It does seem that it was the gaming and leisure side of the business that saved the day for them.
Absolutely, without a shadow of a doubt. Gaming and leisure brought in 74 million, which then whittles down at the end of the day to only 16 once they've got all the other costs and expenses out. And this is their legacy. SunWest, they've got the Worcester Casino, they've got Sun Slots, and this was where Grand Parade came from in the late 90s and early 2000s with St. Adams. Putting it together, getting the sort of BEE shareholders into a single structure and the like, and that's been their legacy. And then it was that move into the sort of food business that has hurt them. Fortunately, they've kept those gaming operations, so they've still got the cash flows coming from that. They've got profits coming from that, and those profits and cash flows, whilst under pressure, make no mistake around that, have actually done very well in what, and you would think gambling would be a very under pressure business when the consumer's having a tough time, but the numbers there improved, and in fact the gaming and leisure sector was up 15% at a headline level.
And very quickly, is it fair that they didn't declare a dividend?
I think absolutely. Their earnings are under pressure. They've got a lot of expenses going forward. Closing the two businesses, donuts and ice cream, is going to help them, but there's going to be costs incurred in that closure. They didn't give a dividend last year either. I think it's going to be a couple more years, 3 to 5, before we see dividends coming out of them.
Right. Okay. Thanks very much, Simon. As always, good talking to you. That was Simon Brown. He's an analyst and he's from Just One Lap.